Dear Zhu Kao Jingyi, it gives me great pleasure, little round-eyed barbarian, to report that your Mr. James Fletcher has made a full recovery of his senses and has taken passage to the United States. He has been given money and instructions to conduct some business for me when he is in that country. He devoutly hopes you, yourself, will actually be in that locale, and I assured him it was as good a place as any for him to start the search for you. I have advised him to stay in some disguise, as the authorities in London might not have completely forgiven him for his past transgressions in spite of your efforts upon his behalf. I hope you are well, Number 2 daughter. Number 1 daughter, Sidra, sends her regards. Your humble servant, Chops.
What good news! I exult, passing the letter to Amy and reaching for Higgins's envelope. Jamie's coming here! I had thought to take passage to Rangoon at the first opportunity, but now I won't have to! Joy! Amy can scarcely contain herself as she reads and mutters, Rangoon, Burma? Barbarians? Mr. Fletcher?
Later, sister, please, I plead. I know she wants to pull out her pencil and portable writing desk right now to start in, but it will have to wait. Then I rip open the letter from my grandfather.
Reverend Henry Allsop, London home for little wanderers, Brideshead Street, London, England, April 26, 1809. Miss Mary Allsop Faber, Faber Shipping Worldwide, State Street, Boston, Massachusetts, USA. My dear granddaughter, it is my fondest hope and prayer that this letter finds you well and happy, wherever you might be in this world. The home continues to do its good work for the orphan children of London, thanks to the donations from your company and the proceeds from the penny dreadful...